There's shock and sadness in Gloucester and among groups elsewhere that try to help people fighting opioid addiction over this week's firing of Gloucester's police chief. The now former chief, Leonard Campanello, began a police effort now copied around the country to help those fighting addiction rather than arresting them. The organization Campanello co-founded says it's moving forward. It says the chief is no longer involved as he sorts out personal and professional problems. WBUR's Deborah Becker has the story.
The group Campanello co-founded is known as PARI, Police Assisted Addiction and Recovery Initiative. More than 150 police departments around the country are now involved, with officers helping substance users get into treatment rather than arresting them. After launching his so-called Angel Program in Gloucester last year, Campanello started the national PARI effort with John Rosenthal.
When it was announced weeks ago that there was an investigation into Chief Campanello, he stepped down from any involvement whatsoever with PARI.
Rosenthal says there have never been allegations of impropriety involving PARI. And he says, despite the controversy and the chief's firing, PARI continues to grow, and the work Campanello started will continue.
We are moving forward. I'm sad for what's happened for the chief and the community of Gloucester, but it has nothing to do with PARI, and we just have to move on.
Last month, Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romea-Taken placed Campanello on paid leave, saying that the city was investigating the chief and the department. She didn't provide many more details until Monday when she fired him.
During the Labor Day weekend, my office received communications from a woman who made disturbing allegations regarding Chief Campanello's behavior during their relationship. She expressed concerns for her safety.
But Romea-Taken says it was the chief's subsequent actions that prompted his dismissal. She says the chief told investigators that his city-provided cell phone went missing from his office, but was later mailed anonymously to his lawyer. The mayor asked the district attorney to look into a possible theft.
On Friday, September 30th, the district attorney informed the city that a review of surveillance videos had determined that the Chief Campanello had himself mailed the envelope from a post office in Everett to his own lawyer's office. From the findings, it's clear that Chief Campanello's statement suggesting that the theft from inside the police station were false.
Deleted from Campanello's phone, city officials say, were hundreds of texts in one day to a woman alleging concerns about her safety. There are now three separate investigations into the Gloucester Police Department and a review of possible criminal charges by the Essex County District Attorney, who's been a critic of police promising not to arrest known substance users. A spokeswoman for the DA would only say a team of attorneys and state police is reviewing several things that Gloucester officials have brought to their attention. It's a much different type of attention than Campanello's been used to in the past year. In April, Campanello was on a White House panel telling other law enforcement officials to always consider the residents of their communities first.
And if you're a police leader, that's your only role. That's the only people you work for is your community. So listen to what they're telling you, that they don't want their addicted person further stigmatized by an arrest. They have enough problems. Let's try to help.
Over the past year, Gloucester police have helped some 500 people get into treatment. The very first person to go to Gloucester seeking help was 31-year-old Steve Lesnikowski. He says the PARI program has resonated with so many people so quickly that he's confident it will continue to grow.
I'm just not qualified to speak on anything that he's done. I think that the mission will still go forward and that all of this is bigger than one man. At the end of the day, there's been some great work done.
Lesnikowski is now attending college and working as a crisis counselor. Campanello will no longer officially be Gloucester's chief on November 2nd. Last month, Campanello's wife of 17 years filed for divorce, citing an irretrievable breakdown in their marriage. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.